Germany's Scholz calls himself Chancellor of the Unvaccinated despite mandatory vax support. By Peter Catalan, December 15, 2021. Olaf Scholz, Germany's new left-wing political leader, has said that he remains Chancellor of the Unvaccinated, despite his support for mandatory vaccination. Olaf Scholz has claimed that new restrictions aimed at tackling the Chinese coronavirus have not divided the country, and that he is also Chancellor of the Unvaccinated just as much as he represents vaccinated Germans. This is despite the fact that Scholz advocates for making COVID vaccination mandatory for the entire population, as well as lockdowns for unvaccinated individuals only, a measure that has been referred to by one Austrian politician as corona-apartheid. During an interview with Bild, Scholz was keen to emphasize that, despite much controversy, he did not think that Germany had become divided over restrictions. Germany is not divided. Most of the citizens have had themselves vaccinated. Many more want to do so soon because they have overcome their concerns, Scholz told the paper. And of those who do not get vaccinated, there are very few who believe that they have to demonstrate their resistance to the vaccinations with martial torch marches. The chancellor's comments come despite thousands taking part in protests against the new measures over the last 2 weeks. This includes one highly controversial torchlit rally in Saxony, which was held outside the home of the region's health minister. "I want to hold the country together. And so I am also the chancellor of the unvaccinated," Scholz continued. "I would like to convince them of the point of vaccination. But, having different opinions doesn't mean division. We can also argue. I am convinced that the vast majority of those who have not been vaccinated find these torchlit rallies just as disgusting as I do." However, when asked whether compulsory vaccination would be implemented for the entire population, Scholz said that, while it was ultimately to be decided by Parliament, he was in favor of putting the measure in place. "As a member of Parliament, I will vote for compulsory vaccination because it is legally permissible and morally correct," Scholz said. "We are a country in which the vast majority obey the law. We stop at red lights. We respect the traffic rules. Not because the police are checking us everywhere, but because it is part of our nature that we obey such rules." Germany's neighbor, Austria, has already confirmed that it will be implementing the measure, with those who remain unvaccinated after the February start date facing hefty fines and potential imprisonment.